Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I'm your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, garbanzo beans, or better known as chickpeas. The Latin name for garbanzo bean, Caesar arietinum, means small ram, reflecting the unique shape of this legume, which somewhat resembles a ram's head. Garbanzo beans are also referred to as chickpeas, Bengal gams, and Egyptian beans. Garbanzo beans have a delicious nut-like taste and a texture that is buttery yet somewhat starchy and pasty. A very versatile legume that are common ingredient in many Middle Eastern and Indian dishes such as hummus, falafel, and curries. Though most people think of garbanzo beans as being beige in color, some varieties are black, green, red, and brown. Garbanzo beans are thought to have originated in what is now Turkey. During the 16th century, garbanzo beans are taken to other subtropical regions of the world by both Spanish and Portuguese explorers. Although garbanzo beans are grown in all subsidiary and subtropical areas of the world, India and Pakistan grow more than 80% of the world's supply. Garbanzo beans have become a major crop in Pakistan and India because they are extremely tolerant of drought and provide excellent protein when combined with beans or grains for large vegetarian populations of these countries. Today, the main commercial producers of garbanzo beans are India, Pakistan, Turkey, Ethiopia, and Mexico. Garbanzo beans are an excellent source of molybdenum. They are a very good source of fiber, folic acid, and manganese. In addition, they are a good source of protein as well as minerals such as iron, magnesium, copper, and zinc. A good fiber source, garbanzo beans can help lower cholesterol and improve blood sugar levels, making them a great food for diabetics and insulin-resistant individuals. Served with high-quality grains, garbanzo beans are extremely low-fat, complete protein food. Garbanzo also offers a good supply of magnesium and folic acid. Also found in garbanzo bean is molybdenum, a trace mineral needed for the body's mechanism to detoxify sulfites, a preservative commonly found in wine, luncheon meats, and fresh salad, and most salad bars. Sulfate-sensitive individuals who are deficient in this trace mineral may experience headaches, racing heartbeats, or confusion. Garbanzo beans are found in both bulk bins and packages. For maximum freshness, it is always important to ensure that there is no moisture in the beans you are purchasing and that for bulk items, the bins on which you obtain your beans are covered. Your grocer should have a high volume of and quick turnover. Store garbanzo in airtight container and keep them in a dry, cool place, which they will last up to 1 year. If you buy garbanzo beans at different times, keep them separate, for the beans of various ages require different cooking times. Also, you check for insect damage, that the beans are whole and not cracked. If purchasing canned beans, look for those that do not contain extra salt or additives. For garbanzo bean flour, the best recommendation is to buy flour made from mill-cooked beans. Mill raw beans tend to create foods that are difficult to digest and produce excess flatulence. Once cooked, garbanzo beans can be stored in the refrigerator for up to 3 days if placed in an airtight container. So, safety. Garbanzo bean can cause allergic reaction in sensitive individuals. They also contain moderate amounts of purines. since purines can be broken down to form uric acid, and excess accumulation of uric acid may contribute to health problems such as gout and kidney stones. Individuals who are susceptible to purine-related problems may want to limit or avoid intake of garbanzo beans. And these beans also contain large amounts of oxalates. And so individuals with a history of oxalate-containing kidney stones should avoid over-consuming them. And so, you know, you can use these garbanzo beans for, you can use them in different recipes. You can use them in hummus. They are used in pasta. And they are hearty and nutritious addition to any vegetable soup. Thank you for listening to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Wanda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdub.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDub app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdub.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Wanda Herbert.